right. We have a lot of stuff coming up. You know, the great Sindini is somebody that is in a Ripley's Believe It or Not cartoon or two herself, but she also will tell us how she was the coach for Amber Carlins, the author who wrote the book My Year of Living Dangerously. And if anybody knows about Living Dangerously, it would be the great Sindini.
Amber Carlins wrote a book about facing your fears. She calls it My Year of Living Fearlessly. I thought that was pretty cool. I got the book. I looked at it. I was looking in the acknowledgments, and I would like to thank so-and-so. And then she comes across, I would like to thank the great Sindini, who is, without a doubt, the most fearless, inspiring person I have ever met. Well, that struck home because the great Sindini is a great friend of Ripley's. We love Sindini. And so I called her, and here she is, the great Sindini, right here on Ripley Radio.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. I guess out of everything that you've achieved, fire eating, sword swallowing, you've been an actor, you've been all this. Now you're suddenly become a coach of someone who wants to live fearlessly.
Well, there's worse things.
So tell us how you got involved in this project and what you did.
Actually, Amber had did a Google search because she decided to confront some of her fears, and one of them is knives. She was definitely afraid of knives. In fact, she prefers butter knives to trying to slice tomatoes. Honestly, she told me that. So she wanted a knife instructor because she wanted to learn how to throw knives, and she preferred a female teacher. I'll let her explain that to you why. So I guess we're more understanding or whatever. And so she contacted
me. Wait a minute. Is she afraid of men?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I can't answer that for her, but she did specify. She's like, no, I want a woman to teach me this stuff. So
I was going to say, I looked through all 52 chapters and not once. I saw that she was scared of wearing bikinis, scared of playing with fire, et cetera, et cetera. But nothing about being scared by men. So I guess that's a good thing because she's a good-looking lady.
Let's see, men and playing with fire. Hand in hand, maybe. I don't know.
So okay, she saw your name. She called you. You guys got together, and you taught her to throw knives.
That is correct.
And did she throw them at you?
No.
Did you throw them at her?
No, she didn't want to experience the human target part of it.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? Somebody who's afraid of sharp objects all of a sudden becoming a knife thrower.
Well, she sat down and you know, made her mind up. I guess she had, like, been reclusive for a while and wanted to get out there and just go to it.
Okay,
you know,
so that was
the bull by the horns.
That was the first thing that you taught her. What? How many in total did you teach her?
She came back another time, and I taught her glass walking while balancing a sword on her head. Let's see, straight jacket escape, and fire eating.
Wow. Tell me about the fire eating.
You know, for being someone who proclaims to have such fears, she did very well with the fire, very well, because I remember when I learned it's very unnerving to shove fire into your own face. You know, it's unnerving for someone else to shove it in your face, but when you're having to shove it in your own face, she did very well at that. It didn't take her that long, actually.
How long did it take her to overcome all these? Did she actually spend a week on each of these projects?
No.
Wow. So she confronted 52 items. She came out alive. She wrote a book on it, which every good experience should result in. And you became a mentor and a coach. And did you ever think that you would become part of literary history by teaching an author how to do all this stuff?
Well, literary history, yes, but teaching the author, no.
Was there anything that you suggested she learn that she said absolutely not?
Yes, bloodless bullfighting.
Ooh, bloodless bull. Okay, you mean like confronting a real bull?
Yes,
Were there any other suggestions you made to her?
Yes, I wanted her to experience human firecracker. She just kind of laughed and went, something to think about.
we've been talking about the book by Amber Carlins called My Year, A Living Fearlessly, in which she tackles 52 different things, of which Cindy taught her four. You can go to Amazon or any bookstore and pick that up.